2-2. So a two-ball, two-strike count here for Baker. 21 hits in total this season. He's got 14 RBIs to go along with it. Graham looking for his second strikeout. And the 2-2 to Baker. Swing and a miss this time. Kalen Graham strikes him out as he's up to two strikeouts on the day. As Anthony McFarlane, now he'll step in. So McFarlane out of UC Riverside. That's California Riverside, a junior from Moreno Valley, California. A 179 batter, 10 hits, 2 RBIs. So the third baseman will see the first pitch out and a bouncer flies away out behind the third baseline. 0-1. So no balls, a strike. The 0-1 count. And right down the plate this time. 0-2. No balls, two strikes with one down. And the 0-2 to McFarlane, and it misses low for strike three. A swing and a miss that time. Kalen Graham really feeling himself. He's up to three strikeouts, back-to-back-to-back strikeouts for the right-hander and the native of Tampa. Two down, Michael Adair, the Dayton Flyer, who plays his collegiate ball in the Atlantic 10, and the junior from Fort Gibson, Oklahoma. That's a 238 and a swing and a weak ground ball up the middle. Brewer comes to field it at second and the throw to first, and he gets him. Adair goes down. Heads up play there from Aiden Brewer. Raptors retire the side and three batters. We head to the bottom of the second here on WFHR.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Now, let's get back to exciting Raptors baseball here on WFHR.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Who makes insurance simple? That's easy. Delta Dental of Wisconsin. So if you ask, what company encourages you to use your benefits for regular preventive care? Or who provides quick service online or by phone? Which insurance offers access to the largest provider networks? Or who helps you save money when you need more than a checkup? The answer's the same. Definitely Delta Dental. For dental and vision insurance made simple, choose Delta Dental of Wisconsin and Delta Vision today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
If you can plan barbecues and weddings, you can plan to protect yourself from a natural disaster. Sign up for local alerts, prepare an emergency kit, and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
See you. billion or trillion, is it? 813 billion, up from 777 billion the year before, and they want to go to 886. And only 11 senators, 6 Democrats, 5 Republicans, all having varying reasons for why they didn't support it. One mainly because they know this is just going to the, you know, military industrial complex, you know, people. This big money contract. Pollution and the use of fossil fuels. Look to the military all over the world, too. Colonialism, see. It isn't about making democracy across the country. That was about, you know, getting resources from people. And now I'm watching Africa being, you know, coerced with money, and helicopters and leaders of coups are saying, yeah, and they're getting support from the Russians. And
we can't make more bombs unless we use the ones we have.
Yeah. And then, you know, Oppenheimer, the movie that's out, you know, to explain why we got to where we are today. It's just, oh, it's one of the greatest films ever. I'm not going to watch it. I don't want to watch it. No. I don't want to see him drop a bomb on Hiroshima or Nagasaki. I did see the pictures. I just can't imagine why any human being would do something like that. But climate change is no issue. My goodness, we had a Republican congressman demanding more transparency from the military on UFOs. And I'm like, oh, how about IFOs, identified effing objects like yourself, sir? You've got to be kidding me. You've got to be kidding me. Well, if you're so worried about other life that's out there, Congressman, why don't you go watch The Day the Earth Stood Still? And then you'll find out who all these UFOs out there from other planet, all the people in our system are going to come and take all our species away and wipe us out because they can't afford to lose Earth. You guys would probably take that as science over real science. But seriously, science, no matter to you guys, right? If war was the answer, we'd all already be dead, right? That would be the war to end all wars. Well, the war is on, and climate change comes first. And Bernie Sanders and several others were spot on. You know, we've got homelessness. We've got climate change is just the most serious thing in the entire world right now. And I'm just not seeing enough panic. And I'm not seeing our Congress. I'm not seeing our president say, we got to do something about this. We got to put everything on hold. This is serious stuff here. But it won't work, will it? They're not on the same page as me. And Ron DeSantis don't care. I mean, cripes, he attacked Disney. How anti-Florida can you be? And the sports teams that were there. And the diverse people that lived in his state. It's just getting close to the end, folks. I know it's coming. I hate to say it. You know, it's not like people, oh, you're such a pessimist. I'm like, I'm a realist, man. You can't keep going down this path. We've known this since the 70s. And I wish I would have been involved sooner, but Scott Walker didn't come along till 2011, kind of woke my ass up, right? The whole state flipped that day. I woke up and I was just, oh, we're in big trouble. You know, I think I might have wept that day. I was like, this is the day Wisconsin died, man. These guys are awful. Look at them. I mean, they cheat to get an office. They run secret routers. They erase everything off their computers when they're being investigated. This has been going on for a long time, but never have I seen it at the level it is right now. And again, folks, you can't be a Democrat or a Republican at this point. You got to be a climate change warrior. You got to be a justice warrior. You have to fight for people that would fight for you to the end, but you won't stand up for them, right? I was talking to, by the way, my engineer and producer, Casper, the friendly engineer, about how this is kicking up again in 2016, you know, and all those old feelings about not having a choice and picking candidates that have negative approval ratings and buying into the hype. I'm bruised, man. Just enough for the city. Can you imagine how bad it is in these concrete jungles for people that don't have shelter? I mean, we're talking underground stuff now, people. A lot of people do live underground. You ever seen them when they go on these missions to talk to these people, if they give them permission to come into their encampments and their homes under these just tunnels, drainage tunnels and stuff? Sometimes they have to move their stuff because a flood's coming through. No, you ought to, because they're some of the coolest people I've ever seen. Minimalist and just trying to survive, just like the rest of us. We'll be back.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. Start your classes and get your degree right here or transfer to your four-year.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here. In person at four convenient campuses, online or a hybrid.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here for your Career Accelerator Certificate, a quick way to get ahead in your career.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
Get started at mstc.edu.
Mid-State Technical College. You belong here.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
They spend their work life helping others. Police officers, firefighters, active and retired military service members, first responders, healthcare workers, and teachers. Chris Inda, realtor with Next Home Partners, helps finding their home life a little easier.
Hi, I'm Chris Inda. As a veteran myself, I know how important it is to have a place you can rest, recuperate, and call home.
Ask about the Homes for Heroes program today at 715-741-1851 or search for Chris Inda Realty on Facebook.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business, committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Hey, this is Petty Pincher Bob, and I love a good rummage sale. If you love them too, you can list your Saturday rummage sale right here on this radio station. Your 15-second Saturday rummage sale ad runs Friday all day and Saturday morning for only $50 per week. If you would like to list your Saturday rummage sale, call us now, 715-629-9501. The deadline for each week is Wednesday at noon. Operators are standing by now. Please have a valid credit card ready to go. See ya!
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Entertaining as the Senate and Congress can be, watching two senators fail to be able to function this week. And I'm going to tell you, it wasn't, while they were out because, you know, Mitch McConnell fell down and hit his head. And And basically, you know, he couldn't get up for a while, right? He had a concussion, and at that age, something like that, yeah, that's, you know. And then Feinstein having shingles or whatever it was, and a lot of important, you know, positions open in the judiciary that we couldn't get, you know, through because, of course, the Republicans aren't going to let anybody do sub for her. And then we watch her this week freeze up and not know what she was really doing at the time that she was probably not nearly as bad as Mitch McConnell's. That looked like a mini stroke or something. And I think it's time that we really take a serious look at aptitude tests and tests for health. Because, you know, I'll wait till the next segment to talk about that. But it's not the fact that they're old, okay? I lived with my mom, you know. She just died at 85 in February rather suddenly. And I didn't feel like she was old, okay? She was highly functional. Sure, she, you know, wasn't as quick on some things, that, you know, but neither am I now. And I'm only 62. It's a gradual progress. You start to forget things, and things happen that never did. But you can see some of these people on the Hill, and I'll talk about it till the day I die. Bernie Sanders is a powerful and strong and righteous man on Capitol Hill. And anybody that thinks like him. And that's why I'm a Cornel West fan. And I'm going to keep pushing for that because I know I cost everybody the election when I supported Bernie and complained about... I told people what was going to happen, that I'm going to go right to it, man. None of the stations I called and participated for years, Ed Schultz, Stephanie Miller, Alan Combs, nobody wanted to hear me say that Hillary was going to lose and the reason why I thought it was going to happen. And to this day, oh yeah, little old me, I knew, but none of these big people did. I was a leader in the fight for 15. I volunteered. I never asked for any money, even though I was hurting, okay? I did it because it made me feel good, because I knew it was right, and because I loved the people that I was with and that I was working with. And it wasn't a bunch of white people I was working with, right? And none of my children and grandchildren are white. But that's beside the point, okay? I chose to be human. You know, from day one, I'd have been this way and throughout history, I would have fought the Nazis and I'm going to fight them here in America. And it's a little different kind of war this time right now, but things get bad in a hurry, people. They get bad in a hurry. And Wisconsin's in bad shape. We don't have the type of legislation it takes to get through crises. Income disparity. For some reason, everybody thinks it's okay to give rich people money and let them have everything, you know, interest-free, and you don't have to make a payment for a year. And you got bailed out in that first round of COVID. That $1.2 trillion didn't go to Main Street. It went to wealthy people. How many times do I got to tell you? Tom Brady took a $1 million yacht. Robin Voss took $296,500. It's to the dollar, isn't it, Robin? I remember when they said he got somewhere between $150,000 and $300,000. Who gets a loan where it's, you don't know how much it is? You're going to report that it's somewhere between this and that. Don't we keep records of this stuff? And the Republicans were the first ones to say we should turn back that money? Turn back that money from COVID that didn't get used. Yeah, right after Robin Voss and Senator Ballwig taking $500,000 out there in Sauk. By the way, the number's 844-967-2789. Are the phones melting and nobody's calling in tonight? Because, maybe everybody's just had enough this week. Maybe I'm just depressing everybody and they don't want to talk about it. Because I get accused of that. When I talk about what I think is right for the planet or for the future of all our children and grandchildren, Yeah, you know, that's utopia, Mike. You're just thinking of utopia. It was a utopia before we got here. And now look what it is. Yeah, I ain't dead yet, but I almost was. I went to the hospital yesterday. I said, I think I'm losing weight, man. And I just had a good cancer report, but I lost 10 pounds in 3 months. And now I'm down another 5-6 pounds just this month. Down to 114? Oh, my God. Well, I could get ready and wrestle the Olympics at that weight. So I went in, got hooked up with the IV. The nurse listened to me. I'm like, hey, man, I got cancer, but it's not that. I think it's my thyroid. She comes back. She goes, bingo, you got it. Cut your med in half. I skipped taking it today. I got to get caught up a little bit here. I was double dosed for quite a while now. And I'll get a primary care doctor now to take care of things like that. But that's what happens when you switch over insurance companies. You lose your doctor. But you don't lose your coverage, and you get even better doctors sometimes, people. Medicare for all is the only way to go. Other countries do it. Why are we ranking last in so many things? Dead last out of countries that should be anyway with the money we have.
This summer, Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has a new starting lineup. At 10, As Goes Wisconsin. Then at noon, Civic Media Network News. On Mad Radio 92.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
The 988 Suicide and Crisis Lifeline is here and ready to help anyone experiencing a suicidal, mental health, or substance use crisis. Call, text, or chat 988 to get connected to a trained Lifeline counselor. 988, here to support you. Sponsored by Wisconsin DHS.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey everybody, glad you could join us. I'm Tim Hubbelt, better known as the Polka Guy, on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show.
Join Tim every Saturday and Sunday for a great variety of polkas, waltzes, and more. Wake up at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning to get the weekend started on the right foot, then enjoy a lively Sunday afternoon at 1 p.m. Same great show, two different times, one fun weekend. The Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, 7 a.m. Saturdays and 1 p.m. Sundays, only on WFHR, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until midnight tonight. Lows level off around 61 tonight under mainly cloudy skies with a chance for scattered storms. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Lows around 55 tomorrow night. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 82.
We had one glass blower, that's me, and a full display of artistically created glass pipes and products. Today, you've helped us grow to 3 successful locations. Ignite Glass and Gifts thanks you for your continued support. We'll be here as long as you need us. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape. Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. One solid decade. Man, does that feel good.
Local radio for your community. Civic Media, broadcasting across the state of Wisconsin.
And that's what I know. Back to that fight for 15. The reason why I suspected we were going to lose is because it was a huge national movement. Yeah, D.C., everything. I was chosen in Wisconsin to represent the fight for 15 and have the pleasure of meeting President Obama as a dignitary, right? Pull into the place in my rusty old van. They're like, oh, you probably want to go down general admission. No, man, I'm a guest of the president. And the movement was for 15. And the Hillary camp said, yeah, they support it. That's why we were going to start at 12. And as soon as that happened, and my job as a leader is to inform these people of who the candidate is that's supporting them. I mean, come on. I'm putting some shoes. I'm putting some leather on the street here. I'm doing what all these other clowns, legislators, all these promisers that got all kinds of money and time to do things like that, and they don't. They talk it, they never walk it. And I'm not against Joe Biden, okay? I'm against the past stuff he did while he was in the Senate. Clarence Thomas, just to name one. So when you see all these legislators and their children getting in trouble and stuff, that's on both sides, man. I don't agree with any of it. That's nepotism, that's... I'll call it corruption. You got a whole bunch of money setting up deals and stuff at the expense of workers, always at the expense of poor people and workers, the environment, everything. So that's why it still boils in me, because I knew that if we stuck with that, I know a bunch of people that voted for Trump that when we talk about Bernie, they're like, oh yeah, man, that was my guy. They took him out. The Democratic Party took him out. It was a team effort, man. You can't deny that. That was not, to me, a free, open, and fair election. That's somebody putting their thumb of influence on it. Not to benefit the people either. You know, I'd almost agree with somebody putting their thumb on the scale of justice with us. That's different, isn't it? Standing up and doing what's right. That's why so many people hate politics, man, and politicians. I try to tell people, it ain't politics. This stuff's personal, man. We all got grandchildren that are my age, right? All those people that are raising children now, that the next generation. And we're going to keep going down this clown show road, huh? The circus. 24/7. I can't even turn on national news, man. I can't watch those CNN, MSNBC. I'll even turn it to, you know, some of the crazy right-wing stuff. Just see what they're doing. And I can't last very long at all. If it isn't all fanatical right-wing nonsense, it's, oh, let's talk about sports and let's talk about who, you know, let's talk about pop culture. And they're getting rid of all the ones that I used to like. They're like retiring. I think they're stepping them out because we've slid so far off the cracker people that there's really no cheese left. And I don't mean the stuff in the can, even though I got some of that at home. I found it. It's like a year old. It says, no, you don't even have to refrigerate it. You just got to get the scab off the end of it. Nothing like some warm cheese whiz on your finger. Watching the Republicans. Really? So DeSantis, you know, just destroying Florida. And I got, you know, classmates. We're not friends anymore because they don't think the way I do. And I don't stay friends with people that do stupid stuff. Not anymore. I did enough of it myself. We're out of time. And watching that environmentalist declare how serious it is in there in Florida. And they're listening to him. And then as soon as, well, thanks for coming on. And next up, you know, don't continue talking about that stuff. That's just a little blip on the screen. Yeah, that guy's a little loony anyway. You know, those environmentalists that know stuff about the ocean and science being denied. And for me, this has been like a sci-fi for over a decade now. And if any of you out there want to talk about your sci-fi, it's 844-967-2789. I don't know. Casper, do you think there's something wrong with the phones tonight, or is it me?
I couldn't tell you. I think the phones are just fine.
Ah, but the Republicans down in Texas, right? Barbed wire barrier running through the river. Jeez, man. You don't think that's like a violation of human rights? And oh, my God. How bad does it have to get before you people see where we're going with this? This is getting really, really bad fast. Tuberville. Yes, it should be pronounced Tuberville. There's no two B's in there. It's Tuberville, and his family is basically a potato crop. He's a tuber. He's dumber than hell. He's holding up all these appointments for the military. Oh, yeah, all these patriots like him. Oh, by the way, he knows more about black folks than anything. Oh, bet you do. I bet you do. The legacy of Alabama University. Bear Bryant. That's why they picked you, dude. Because you're just like him. You're a racist bastard that says really stupid stuff. You know why? Because you're stupid. You're not smart. You weren't the reason why they wanted Alabama. It was the exploitation of athletes that got you that. Win those national championships. Yeah, we got our boys here. It just makes me want to puke. Because when I was a kid, my dad taught me the difference between what was truth and what wasn't. And listening to these clowns, man, I used to get in fights in school, man. Somebody used the N-word, man. It's on. It's on. Now, friends of mine will still say stuff that's very offensive. And I tell them, you're talking about my family. No, I'm not. Yes, you are. My family is just like these people. I love them very much. They're very nice people. You know, not all white guys are rapists and murderers. Did you know that, Trump? I'm guessing most orange guys are. Jim Jordan. Americans don't want to see Trump prosecuted. Really? Jim Jordan, two-time national champ in wrestling at the University of Wisconsin, and I think we should start a movement to get his honors taken down from the wall. But I'm sure the UW Board of Regents wouldn't agree with that. Because there's no racism in this land. Never has been. Stop using white guilt on us. Just because we're superior. Sure you are. Sure you are. Another term I hear the Republicans throwing around this week was alleged insurrection. Yeah, because it was like broadcast live on TV and you started squawking about it in November of 2020 and organized in December through people like, you know, Uncle Clarence's wife, Ginny, getting people on buses, getting them there. But no, that was cool. Who you got? You got somebody on the line? Nobody there. Oh, 844-967-2789. They know this number. People are too hot and tired, and I'm making people sad tonight. Well, I hope so, man, because it's going to take like a rude awakening for some of you folks to understand that, you know, maybe we should give up a couple weeks of partying and make our voices be known. Well, first you got to admit that it's on. And I just, you know what? I think a lot of you are blinded to the truth because you can't handle it. Took me a while. Once you get there, though, man, there's no turning back from the truth. Once you feel what that does to your soul, and actually you turn into a patriot, an unarmed patriot, peace-loving, wanting to, you know, give everybody the same opportunity I've had my whole life. Although, opportunities are limited, aren't they? Hey, we got a caller. I see who it is. I think it, yeah, you go ahead and check it out, Chris. I have a memory. I have a public education, though it kind of got messed up once I went to UW-Whitewater. I don't know if I just chose the wrong school or I just wasn't mature enough to finish. But I did start a family. And even though it wasn't starting out all that great and I missed watching my kids grow up and everything, I have a good relationship with my son and my grandchildren and his family. And I just all that stuff's cool now. Got to mend those fences. So we got time to take Mary. Are we ready to take phone calls? Let's go to Mary. She's in Wauwatosa.
Hi, Plate Pizza Box.
Yeah.
Hi, Mary here from Tosa.
Yep.
Yeah, so, you know, I keep talking about the young people and, you know, having confidence in them. And there's a website called Voters of Tomorrow, votersoftomorrow.org. Right now, this weekend, they're having a summit in D.C. Nancy Pelosi is a keynote speaker there. I tried to get on the summit, but they were sold out. And so the summit, it's focused on, I'll just read a brief thing here, young civic and political leaders to listen to inspiring figures, enhance their skills through workshops, and create partnerships in order to boost your youth voter turnout in 2024. There's a movement here. We got to support them.
Well, you know what? And they'll make the choice on who's the best candidates, I hope, Mary, because I'm still not... Mm-hmm. To me, if it's Trump and Biden, I can't I can't see that working out well. Okay, no matter who wins, I don't know what else to do. I see, Mary. Mm-hmm. Thanks. We got a severe weather announcement coming in, so I'll take that. And thanks for calling and listening. And yes, it's all young people. Know, man, they're not the problem.
Corey, you're on the air for the announcement.
All right. From the Weather Center, Corey Hartman, a severe thunderstorm warning has been issued for La Crosse County, northwestern Vernon County, and southwestern Monroe County. This is right in the La Crosse, Onalaska, West Salem area. And this storm has 80-mile-per-hour wind gusts and golf ball size hail. Golf ball size hail was reported by trained weather spotters near the Galesville area. The severe thunderstorm will be in the West Salem area around 7:45 and Coon Valley around 8:05. So this is just to the north and northeast of La Crosse. And again, this is golf ball size hail and 80-mile-per-hour wind gusts. I do want to mention that pretty much the entire central and south central portions of the state of Wisconsin are under a severe thunderstorm watch, meaning conditions are favorable for more severe weather up until midnight tonight. So, but if you're in the La Crosse area, anywhere along I-90 from La Crosse, I guess over towards Sparta, that's where this storm is going to be crossing in the next 20 minutes.
Thanks a lot for that update. And I knew that there was going to be high winds, and I'm like, oh, I hope we don't get them because my tomatoes are like really tall and they got beat down. Thanks, Corey. We appreciate that. I don't know. Do we have time? Well, wait a second here but here we go again. Climate change, right? 80-mile-an-hour winds, golf ball size hail. I've seen bigger than that in Monona several years ago. Heard the cracking on the ceiling. Mark, we'll get back to you when we come back. Yeah, mercy, mercy me. Yeah, things ain't way. Yeah, you know, and they're only gonna get worse, Marvin. But you knew that. You've known that all along, that the songs you wrote and performed in the 70s was for all time, man. We've never been the great nation that we could be. And it breaks my heart. I know a lot of good people. Unfortunately, we got a bad one in front of us. We got one more segment. We'll take Mark from the sack when we get back. Fastest Hour in Radio.
Air conditioner not running? Make a call to the Bullpen for the experts at Comfort Air Heating Cooling Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Raptors. We'll work quickly and efficiently to get your AC back up and running. As a Bryant Factory authorized dealer, our team will do whatever it takes to repair the problem quickly and efficiently. We'll get your system out of its slump and back in the game.
Need a repair? Schedule it now at comfortair.biz. That's comfortair.biz.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
Better begins with the way we treat each other, the way we listen to one another, and the way we serve and support each other. At Aspirus Health, better begins with a commitment to help build healthy families, healthy relationships, and healthy communities throughout a lifetime, from generation to generation. For whatever needs to be better in your life, better begins at Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence, compassion for people.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Parents, we know we can't protect our kids from everything. Eventually, they're going to bump their heads or scrape their knees. But we can protect them from six types of cancer. HPV, or human papillomavirus, is a common, preventable virus that can cause cancer later in life. The HPV vaccine prevents human papillomavirus and all the cancers it can cause. The American Cancer Society recommends getting your sons and daughters the HPV vaccine starting at age 9 to protect them later in life.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Sort of. Anyway, yeah. Welcome, Mark.
Thanks, Mike. Hope you're starting to put on some weight there. I mean, I've had troubles now, you know, getting my weight back since my latest little infection thing, mm-hmm. but putting it on now, but it's just slow.
Well, I already held, I stopped the loss of weight and actually got 2 pounds back in a day. So that means my thyroid said, oh, you're not fat. I'm not going to try and burn your fat off. I don't have any, dude.
It's you get to the point where, you know, during my last little bout, I mean, I was down to, you know, just wasting away kind of thing because I couldn't keep anything, any body fat at all on me, but because you need a little bit of that, but to keep going. But it's a long haul, and but it's it's worth seeing live, and that we got all these damn fools like Van Orden. I'm tempted to, you know, even though I live in my Pocan's district, I'm tempted to call Van Orden's district office and leave, light him up a little bit, because I can be FCC compliant when I leave a voicemail message and say, hey, was, this is good enough for you to pick on some kids, you know, that you can suck it up, buddy, and take it. I mean, that he's just, and the people that are defending him, like Scott Wanker, I mean, what the heck is wrong with Wanker that he can't just condemn this?
He's a loser, like the rest of them, Mark. He's a loser.
At least some of the Senate Republicans are actually condemning what he says, because those are their kids, too. But Van Orden is just a loser. I mean, he's just a, you know, an insurrectionist loser, and and maybe it's time to, you know, start prosecuting all those guys that were involved in that, in the January 6th thing. The ones that were tweeting out where Nancy Pelosi was, trying, hoping that she would get snatched up and murdered. I mean, that, because that's what they wanted.
Absolutely.
And, that it's time to point that out, that, you know, Mike Pence, how spineless you got to be. Somebody's offering it.
$20 for a $1 donation.
Yeah.
Can I give you $5 for $100?
Yeah.
One at a time, buddy. One at a time. Yeah. That's just crazy. Yeah, it's just... Mark, you is a perfect segue for me. And thanks for calling, because I want to talk about this. Here's my plan. Okay, yeah, we got Derek Van Orden, right? Cussing out the pages because they were sitting in the rotunda taking pictures of the ceiling like they do at any other Capitol, and that's what people do. You know, they love the building. They're just overwhelmed by the fact that they're in it, right? And here, this clown has got a bunch of booze in his room, and what's his answer to that? Well, you know, I had a meeting with constituents. Oh, how Wisconsin, how number one in alcoholism can you be? Because that's what I'd do if I was in Congress. Have my constituents over for some highballs. What a moron. And then he takes it further. He says these people, Mark, he says these people need to show respect for the building. Mr. January 6th, he was there. He supported it. And now he's in the Congress. So I'm going to tell you what the plan is. Because the Republicans can't change it. Because we have a Democratic governor that would veto anything they try to do. So, Derek Van Orden. Ron, climate change isn't bad for Wisconsin. Johnson, right? How's it working out now, Ron? Oh, you mean it's not cool when it comes here after all? Wait till we get the extreme colds. And then Fitzgerald. Fake electors. Getting them the Capitol. Like he always does when it's locked. It's after midnight. The midnight poacher. And after, let's see, we got this. You got the midterms, right? And then you get to the where they get to come into office in January. And after that happens, folks, those three clowns have been in serving this term for a year. And we can recall their asses. And, you know, with my last dying efforts, that's what I'm going to do next year. I'm going to make sure all those clowns get recalled. And if you say it's not worth it, we can't win or anything like that, don't call my show, because I won't hear it. I won't have none of it. I'm fighting for people that have no hope at all. And they have more spine than all the people that think voting is the answer. And, you know, true enough, Biden could have done more if we had a Democratic Congress, right? Still would have had Joe Manchin, your old buddy from the good old days, right? You as a party won't even discipline this guy. You won't even call him out because you're afraid that he'll go Republican. He is Republican. He's a cold dude. Now his son is in charge of the factory. Nepotism all the way down the line in that family. Corruption. And death to their own state, West Virginia. One of the worst states to live in. Absolutely. But, you know, they're all getting more equal now, aren't they? Is that what equality in the future is? Everybody's going to be destitute and Every state's going to be a dust bowl. We're going to be dodging storms. People are going to be in their campers moving from one place to another, just like the movies, right? Because it's cool. Well, you know, we got another day tomorrow to get up and see what the world has for us. The movement has to be on, man. We have to save this damn planet. And if that isn't the only thing that we're working on from this point forward, first and foremost, we're toast, man. A lot of people already are. Oh, yeah, there's going to be people emigrating all over the place. If they can. But you see, rich people always got a place to fly to. And those poor people that just wanted to live a life with their family got nothing. Got doom for them. They won't escape it. And you can't escape me, man. You're just turning in next week. Same time, same place. Mad Radio, 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Right here at the Solidarity Realty Studio, part of the Civic Media Network. And download that app, man. Be back next week. Thanks a lot, Chris. You did a fine job, man. Looking forward to next week. See you then.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A severe thunderstorm watch continues until midnight tonight. Lows around 61 tonight under mainly cloudy skies with a chance for isolated thunderstorms. Easterly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow. Highs level off around 82. Lows level off around 55. Tomorrow night, mainly clear skies. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 73.
Hey, baseball fans. Are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of National.